It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
That's right, she's got the look. Monica Bothan in the studio. She's taking selfies of herself.
Woohoo! Party on the patio.
How many? You got to sit down in a chair there, Monica. She's still putting
it's
up.
It's hard to sit.
How many selfies did you take?
I don't know, about 5, 10. You know, when you said we're running it, we don't have much time. You say we don't have much time, I think, I've never gone by we don't have much time. I'm sure I can get 5 pictures in.
Well, when you're in radio, you got to be on time, right?
Yes.
Well, Monica's still unpacking the freight that she brought into the studio, and some lovely things here. We're getting into summer here. What do you got there? What are you holding there?
Black and white is here to stay.
Black and white day.
So today, we are going to talk about wardrobe must-haves.
Wardrobe must-haves. Awesome.
And I haven't talked about them. You know, we want to keep this show fresh, and I was just thinking... Now I talk like my husband. When he calls me, he's a truck driver, and when he says, I was thinking, I think, uh-oh, there's work to be done. So what I was thinking is, in our wardrobe, when we have so many different events to go to, black and white is huge because basically most everybody has it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. My favorite color for clothing is black.
Okay. So... let's talk about Monica.
And what's Monica wearing today?
Well, she's in all black with a little bling. And it's this acid washed material that's lightweight, comfy for summer. And yep. Notice...
here we go with the leg stretch again. Oh, what do you got?
Blingy flip-flops.
Blingy flip-flops and leggings.
And what is that around my ankle?
Oh, it's a bracelet.
Ankle bracelet.
Yep. Good for you.
Yeah.
So there, you got your morning exercise in.
I got my morning exercise in. So
before we go any further, we want to answer some questions, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're listening out there and you got a question for Monica, give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 with any fashion question for Monica. And Maynard will answer the phone and maybe he'll answer it for you. He knows a lot about fashion, I think.
He sure does. He's good.
And we'll talk about men's fashion here in a little bit, too. But go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt what you're wearing there.
Oh, that's okay.
What is that kind of flowery thing you have on?
So this is what you would consider a little accessory.
Oh, okay.
It is a daisy.
Daisies on it. Okay. It's very lightweight, it looks like.
Yep. Daisies. Sheer black. It's a vest. But notice how it goes on the arm a little bit. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when I had this, I put it on Facebook, call it. It went boom, okay? Like that. Yep. Remember somebody was watching our show or whatever, and they ordered it from Iowa or wherever. So I called the vendor, and I took everything they had left in stock, because when something is going to be great,
right.
You could have this in your car, literally. You could be at work and wear this all black or whatever.
Yep.
And if you want to change your look, think about it. You could just throw this on. You're ready to go to a wedding reception, dinner and a movie, whatever.
So that's a daisy look, a black and white daisy look.
Isn't it just cute?
It is. It is.
And it's fun.
Yep.
And it doesn't make me boil.
And it really changes your look.
It changes the look.
Good. All right. Well, we forgot to mention, too, if you're the first caller here at 320-598-7301, you are a winner.
Of a $25 gift certificate.
All right. So you can pick up $25 gift certificate from Monica's by asking a fashion question. 320-598-7301. Be that first caller right now. All right, what's hanging on the wall over here, Monica?
Okay, so this is some of my new things that I got in, and they are hotter than a pistol right now because you get the lightweight look, the exposed shoulder. This is a white 3/4 sleeve, and it's kind of like what I used to call back in the day. It's kind of like a bubble knit.
Okay.
Only the material is better. It is mainly cotton-based. Mm. But look at the form. Look at how cute that would be as another piece with what I got on, you know, to interchange.
Now, that's really become popular with the shoulder. What's that called there?
Well, it's the actually...
the open shoulder.
Yeah, it is. But it's got to be Monicanized. And that means so many are exposed up here,
mm-hmm.
and that doesn't give you form. You need form on you. So for most of us women, we don't care if they show this part of the shoulder.
Right on top of the
shoulder. We don't care. Okay. That's our best look. So that's what, and then you've got just like, it looks like it's sleeveless,
mm-hmm.
but then you've got your three-quarter sleeve to cover up the part of the arm you do not like.
It goes yep. the bottom of the arm.
And these are hotter than a pistol, and I have them in white, black, or pewter.
Oh, okay, good. Well, here's Maynard with a question, Maynard. And
wonderful, thank you.
All right, good question. Here we go, Monica. Is it appropriate to wear white or cream to a wedding?
You know, I personally wouldn't.
You personally wouldn't, okay?
Not in a dress. You know, you could wear, how should I put it? You could
but
wear...
But it's a summer look, isn't it?
It is. Okay. But I'm old school and old fashioned, and I just wouldn't do it. Wouldn't do it.
Okay.
You know, it's different if you had a white top and white black pants or something like that, maybe. But I just wouldn't.
Okay.
You know, a black and white dress? Fine. But not just a white dress or a cream dress.
Okay.
No.
Not
I'd
to
say.
A wedding.
Nope.
All right. There's your answer. That was pretty cut and dry.
You know me. You know me.
All right. All right. And you know what? My favorite outfit that you brought in this morning is the one with the flower, big flower on the front.
I'm glad Paul was doing freight with me today. And guess what? What does that happen to match, Paul?
That happens to match your leggings, your jean leggings that you have. On.
It's not jean.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Cotton.
Acid washed.
Like a grayish, dark gray.
Okay. But they look like a jean look, though.
Oh, I suppose.
Don't they?
You know what?
Okay.
That's so good. Paul, you are so good.
I know.
So anyway, when people travel, like myself next weekend, I'm going to see my grandson. I never take time off. I really don't. Because I love to work. Because you know why? Fashion is my passion.
It is.
But my family is very important to me. So next Friday and Saturday, I'm going to Missouri.
Oh.
And this is some of the stuff I'm going to travel in. And I'll feel like $1 million.
Right.
Because it's three-quarter sleeve. It has the daisy in front.
Yep.
And it's acid washed, and it's got a little, this one happens to have a little bit of pockets. But this stuff, I literally cannot keep in stock.
Yeah, it's got front pockets.
Yeah, this one has pockets.
I like that. What I like about the daisy, it's the yellow middle. It's a bright yellow in the middle.
It's there. Mustard.
Yep. Well, mustard, okay.
Sorry, Paul.
That's right.
I'm just so bad.
No,
I always, you know, I like, after the show is done, I think, why don't you correct him on everything, Monica?
No.
It's just I'm
like,
teaching you.
You are. I like to learn. Mustard color, okay.
Yeah, inside. And then the daisy is, you know, creamish, khakish. And then I have another tunic back in the store with fringes on the bottom and plain, and then that all inner mattress. So my husband is going to be so impressed because guess what? I can wear my blingy flip-flops. I can throw three tunics, take these little things, and maybe one other thing, roll it up in a backpack, and I'm ready to rock.
Yeah. What I've learned about you over the years, Monica, doing the show here, is you are layered. You know, you like the layer.
You know why?
On and
because
off.
I am a hot mess. I have hot flashes. I ain't going to lie.
No, but
you know what?
Are you encouraged to...
Oh, women? You have to.
Yep.
Yeah, that's just my feel, too.
Yep.
That's just what I'm born to layer, you know?
Right. Well, I know some women that just going to walk out with one thing on and,
yeah.
you know.
Oh, I like to layer things, yeah.
Yep.
Paul, that's so nice for you to notice.
Okay.
You know, that's awesome.
Well, I host the show, so.
Yeah.
What do you got over here?
Okay.
With the? I like the bling around the necklace that
okay.
you have there.
So that's a wonderful statement necklace. That actually is on the pewter colored top, which the sales rep was wearing the pewter top, and that's why I ended up going in and buying the line.
Yep.
But that necklace is got, it looks like fringes of beads, and then it's got, it's what you'd call a bib necklace.
Mm-hmm.
But look at how much character it has in that one necklace. Gee, you know, I love jewelry. And if I don't have jewelry on, I feel like I'm naked.
Yep.
You know? And doesn't that just complete it?
Yep.
Isn't that just cool piece?
Now, that's the same outfit. It's gray, but that you were just describing earlier in white.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You know, I get to market, and you know, I hate to say this, but in about 2.5 weeks, you know, they turn into fall at markets. So it's my go time. If I don't get the stuff now or reorder stuff now, I'm not going to get it.
Yep.
So I've really been doing a lot of shopping.
you do it well.
Oh, yeah. So this one's really cute. Yep. You can pair that up with, it's really, really cute with a printed bottom, or it's cute with a stonewashed, or even be cute with these, wouldn't it? Paul, yeah, I just thinking that.
Yep.
And you can throw it with black.
I think that's my new favorite necklace that you have brought in.
Yeah, isn't that the big necklace? And you know, the thing of it is, for jewelry is, especially for Mother's Day, a lot of people came in for jewelry and things like that. And it was just so much fun because these mothers out there, they so deserve something special. And you get them some pretty jewelry that your daughter wants to give you, or husband, costume jewelry. It's just priceless. It just makes your day, and it always fits.
Right.
That's why I like jewelry so much, Paul. It always fits.
It's right. Yeah, and there's so different, too. There's
but
a lot
you know,
of it.
If I took off all my jewelry and my, it would just be plain.
Blah.
Yeah. Blah. I'd be blah.
Yeah, you wouldn't be Monica.
No, I guess not.
What do we got in front of us for sandals?
Okay, so we're doing freight now with Paul again. We just got these sandals in. These are the sandals that everybody has been waiting for. The clear stones. And that's so dressy with all this.
Oh, yeah.
And cute and fun. So, and you could be cool and comfy. And then I figured you'd love that because this is me and you, totally 70s.
That's right.
It is luggage tan and a brown sole. You can never find a sandal with a brown sole.
Okay.
It's always a black world.
Okay.
Black and white. And so this would pop well with what? Paul?
Jeans?
Yes! Yeah. Jeans or a jean Bermuda or capris or anything in the brown family, mocha. This would be wonderful.
Yeah, it looks hippie-like.
Yeah, I just love it.
From the 60s, 70s.
Absolutely love it.
All right, good.
Okay.
That's good. And here, that's high-class shoe there.
Oh.
You wear that for a wedding.
Go big or stay home. That's what I say. So this is a chunky heel. So most women, the stiletto heel or something that's really, it's just not what I deal with.
Right.
I deal with comfort and cuteness. Cute and comfy. Yeah. The two C's. If it don't have the two C's, I don't get it.
Cute and comfy.
Yep.
Good.
And so look at this. It's a sling back, black, suede. And look at how cute a look with all these outfits.
Awesome.
This is a really cute shoe. This is a shoe that will stay in your wardrobe forever.
Yeah.
And that's why today's basis of the show was all these looks that you can put together in your wardrobe.
Good.
But we can't forget this one, Paul.
All right. You gotta sit down and be by the mic there so people can hear.
Okay, sorry. I get so excited about my stuff.
Okay.
This is a 3/4 sleeve white jacket. But look at it. It's a high-low. You can never find a jacket like this.
High, low. High in the back, low in the front.
Lower in the back, or, you know, longer in the back, higher in the front.
Didn't mean to confuse you.
Oh, it's okay. It doesn't take much.
All right.
But look at how cute this is layered with everything.
Awesome. All right.
And this would be cute over your skimpy black dress.
It would. Ooh. Man, you've got so much stuff here in the studio. Maynard and I love it when you come
to
the studio.
You know, and I always think you probably can't wait till I leave.
No. All right, here we go.
Picture of Dick Newman in his younger days there.
Yeah, we're going to talk about rompers here, Monica.
Look at that. There's Dick wearing one.
Oh, yeah. Dick Newman's in the studio. We're talking about rompers. You know, that's the big fashion.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I'm just wondering, you know.
That's the big fashion thing for men this summer.
I'm just wondering, you know. Oh, my gosh. So I'm just wondering, you know, for you guys, you know, you're such good-looking guys. I'm wondering, would you really want to wear that?
I think we'd look pretty good in them. Like Harry said, got the Q92 logo, kind of a royal.
Well, like Roxy Ramos said that Paul would need a haircut if he's going to sport that outfit.
What do you think of rompers? You guys wore them, huh? We got 1 minute.
I wore a romper in Fayette, and I absolutely hated it.
I keep telling you, it's romp hymns, not hers, but hymns for men. Romp hymns.
Okay.
Yeah. You definitely have to have the figure for it. And I wore a romper in Fayette, and I'll never forget, navy on the bottom and navy and white stripe topped, and I absolutely hated it.
I think most of the girls did.
Oh.
Monica, Shop Monica's. We're running out of time here.
Yes, Shop Monica's. Open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6. Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And I welcome all customers. And enjoy the week. Enjoy the Memorial weekend next weekend and graduations. And come on over and see me. Shop till you plop.
All right, there's Monica with Fashionista Friday.